91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Joining us today is Lindsay Chu. She is a sophomore in neuroscience and cognitive science, also in business economics. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at the U of A.
This year, I'm a sophomore at the university, and I've been lucky enough to be involved at the Connell Lab in the Department of Pharmacology. I was there my freshman year and then over the summer between my freshman and sophomore year, and so I really got to dig in deep with a project that involved constellation pharmacology.
Well, I have no idea. What is that? What is that?
So the premise of constellation pharmacology is a protocol that was established by Dr. Oliveira in one of the universities at Utah, and he brought it to the University of Arizona through a seminar during my freshman year. And so the professor I work for, Dr. Rajesh Khanna, introduced me to the protocol, and also we began to brainstorm some ideas of how to use that protocol functionally in order to do something we like to call functional fingerprinting.
What is functional fingerprinting?
So with fingerprinting, what we do in the lab is focus on neurons, especially how they are able to transmit signals about pain. With constellation pharmacology, we're essentially able to fingerprint these different neurons and look at the kinds of receptors that they have. This would be analogous to if we had a lineup in, say, the police station, and the individuals in the lineup were the different diseases that might be implicated, and the witness would be the therapeutics that we might use to target these various individuals in the lineup.
Very cool. So now, what would you like to end up doing with this work?
I'm really excited about being able to deepen my knowledge in pharmacology, and eventually I'm interested in building off my understanding of the neuro world and moving into maybe epilepsy and just having a better holistic understanding of how the brain works and how the system works.
Very cool. And last year you spent a summer in China?
I did.
Tell me about that.
It was not scientific in the same way that we're talking about now, but in China, I was really able to explore sustainability and that world of science.
Hmm.
So we looked at migrant work in China and how people from the more rural areas were going into the inner cities for work, but we also looked at the dynamics of this on family life and the economics of it in the rural areas, and then how this impacted the kind of societal practices that people had in the rural areas, consumerist or not, mm-hmm. and materialistic or not. I'm very interested in the pursuit of medicine, mm-hmm. and I'd like to continue doing research. After experiencing the Society for Neuroscience conference this past weekend in Chicago, I know that I wouldn't be able to live without research as a part of my everyday life, but I also really want to go to medical school and pursue a career in surgery, and so I'm looking for an integration of the two with an MD, PhD or so.
And do you listen to music?
I do.
What kind of music do you like?
One of the top bands on my playlist right now is Panic at the Disco.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, thanks for coming in, Lindsay.
Thank you.